today I'm kicking off the new series. And our new series is Spring Cleaning. And so that we want, so that we'll keep the flow flowing through, does everybody have one of the hand sanitizer gels? Did everybody get one? Everybody get one? Make sure Brother Lawrence and you have one too, Brother Jerry. We want to make sure everybody has one. And do you have one of the booklets? So everybody has a booklet, everybody has, especially the hand sanitizer. And so we'll continue moving forward, and thank you all. And I'm using Psalm 24, verse 3-4. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. He that has clean hands and a pure heart. He that has clean hands and a pure heart. And our thought for the day, spiritual beings having a human experience. We're calling it part four. Spring cleaning. Spring cleaning. So we've been talking about that 1%. How are you going to stay 1% more spiritual? 1%. Have y'all been saying 1% more spiritual? 1% more spiritual. Driving, cleaning, thinking, just chilling. Well, how do we stay 1% more spiritual, especially if we're planning on having clean hands and pure hearts? I like that scripture because Psalm 24, of course, follows Psalm 23. And the last line of Psalm 23, verse 6 says, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We get excited about that. We're dwelling. Yes, I'm going to dwell. My cup runneth over. But hold up. Go right over there in the verse, chapter 24. It tells you a little bit more of how we get to stay in relationship with the Good Shepherd. How do we have our hearts and our heads anointed with oil? How do we experience that overflowing abundance? Well, we learned something. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. They that dwell therein. So we know that we're a part of this world with this dwelling place. But then they ask that question about where we're going to be dwelling in the house of the Lord. Psalm 24 tells us what that looks like. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall dwell in his house forever? Who shall stand in his holy place? Who shall dwell in the secret place of the Most High? He who hath clean hands and a pure heart. And the next part, I'm not going to touch on that. I'm going to stay with what they gave me. I won't dwindle or move off. But we're focusing on clean hands and a pure heart. Fred Hammond says, "Give me a clean heart for nobody but you." And so, especially now with the time that we're living in with COVID and being more conscientious about viral spores and things that can, bacteria that can make us sick, we are making sure now more than ever that we have the clean hands down pat. We make sure we keep our hand sanitizer with us. So physically, we're keeping our hands clean. We do a good job of it. So ideas for spiritual cleaning this morning. How can we go a little bit deeper in terms of the cleaning. So I'm going to give you some ideas of what spiritual spring cleaning look like. So we know, we are told very directly, we must have clean hands and a pure heart. So we clean our hands. That's the main thing. We got to be sure we have clean hands. And next, once we have the clean hands, what's next? What are we to clean? What are we cleaning? And we go on, and I'm just going to tell you some of those things that even though it says clean hands, what are some of the things that we must clean here? I named a few, but if we're going to have clean hands, we wash with soap and hands. We sanitize our hands. We wash with soap and water. We sanitize. But think about that clean heart. What are some things that we need to clean out? And I put a bunch of them up here. Maybe y'all can call out some. What do you think are some of the things we can clean out? Spring cleaning, spiritual cleaning, if you will. Spiritual cleansing. What are some of the things? Now, I put a good little bit up there, but what do y'all think we might need to clean out? Thinking. Yes, thinking and overthinking. What else? Ooh, fear. I didn't think about fear. Anybody else? I got those that popped right out. Jealousy, dishonesty. What does unholiness look like? What does unfaithfulness look like? Here's one for you. That was definitely a Holy Spirit move, but spiritual bullying. What does spiritual bullying look like? Gossip, envy, all negativity. These are some of the things that we can spiritually have a spring cleaning. So when we go on to the next part, how may we have clean hands and a pure heart? How can we have clean hands and a pure heart? Well, we develop it. We have to have that mindset. We can have that mindset because we are intentional. Another way of saying developing clean hands and pure hearts, we just know. Just be intentional. Just be proactive. It's like that 1%. You're not necessarily doing anything. It's just in your mind to do it. So next, these are some ideas that we can develop. And some of the ideas for spiritual empowerment are we can increase our level of sap, you know, for a tree to grow and for trees to have life in them. They have to have sap. So if we're going to be like that tree that's planted by the river of water, our sap, our spiritual acts and practices. I told y'all I like acronyms. Our spiritual sap, and our sap is spiritual acts and practices. We have to develop more creative spiritual acts and practices. And because we're in the season of Lent, which is a perfect time for spring cleaning, and I forgot to mention that early, Wednesday was Ash Wednesday. So officially, we are in the season of Lent. That's at 40 days. So we can increase our spiritual acts and practices. During Lent, a lot of people fast. I've chosen to add to. We focus a lot on the abstaining, but one of them is the addition. So what are ways that you can increase your spiritual acts and practices? That's your sap. Increase your level of RACs, random acts of kindness, R-A-K. A lot of people are just generous and kind, and people are like, oh, you're so nice. And then I happen to think about it. What people call nice, or us being nice, that's us sharing our fruit. The fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. So we're not being nice necessarily, but spiritually, we're being kind. You pay for somebody's purchase. Someone comes up to you, they're having a hard time. You share your finances with them and you gift them. That's kindness. That's a random act of kindness. You just decide you're going to do something nice for somebody today. That's a random act of kindness. The other one is, here's the fun one, forgiveness as an act of grace. And then reflect on what we have today, Holy Communion and our baptism. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail here. So we're already in observing Lent. And I don't mean looking at your clothes and picking the little white dots off and whatever you do. That's not observing your Lenten practice. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the season of Lent. The season of Lent, as I said, begins on Ash Wednesday. It's a time for the believers to have that time of self-examination, self-reflection, and repentance. It's a time that we prepare for Easter by observing a period of fasting, repentance, moderation, and spiritual discipline. That's what our spiritual spring cleaning is. It starts with Lent on Ash Wednesday. I've already talked about the acts of kindness. I'm going to go on to practice radical forgiveness. Now, remember what I told y'all last week, about two of them ahead. Last week, we talked about forgiveness. There you go. Radical forgiveness, what does that look like? As I said before, grace and mercy are forgiving. We give it. But when we truly forgive or acknowledge that we're not able to forgive, that's still an act of grace and mercy. Because remember, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So the more you eat, maybe you just acknowledge. You may not be able to do it. That is radical forgiveness. And it's also called radical self-awareness. And in order for us to be more spiritual, we have to be self-aware. That's the key as well. And next, we're going to reflect on our baptism and communion. And this is where the pamphlets come in. What you have in your hand, in your possession, is a Lenten journey. Y'all can tell by now I like to teach. And what you have here is, it's a Lenten, it's called a Journey Inward, a Lenten Reflection. I wrote this a few years back for two of my churches, and I was like, well, you know, I can do this again with my friends and family at the House of Judah. And what this is, what the inward journey is, a journey is a pathway through the week, not daily, but a weekly journey through Lent. And so you have scriptures and ideas for each week. And each week there's a symbol, like for the cross and the crucifixion and the pathway leading up to Easter. So we're going to be focusing on the bowl. And the bowl represents where Jesus washes his hand and he feeds. And each one is broken down in the little booklet. So we're focusing on the bowl, the basin of water, the sponge, whenever the Roman soldier gave Jesus the vinegar water to drink. We're going to look at the crown and thorn of nails and the sword that pierced his side. And each week you have scriptures that you can meditate on and consider for each week. This is how we can become 1% more spiritual, increase our Lenten practices. So I just wanted to give you something to work with. And as you flip through, each week has scripture verses and working with forgiveness. Each week has the prayer, the one that says, I love you, I apologize, please forgive me, thank you, I love you. So each week focuses on one of those premises in the forgiveness model. And it ends up on Holy Week, and you can look at it more closely. And each one of the tiers, that's the symbol of spiritual cleansing that we may have. So you have this that you may use and reflect on during this Lenten journey. And next we have, everybody has their, do me a favor and take out your hand sanitizer.
Now
what I wanted to do was have everybody do a remember your baptism, and we would come down and we would dip our finger in the water. But I am aware of COVID, and you know, kind of feel kind of funny about putting your hands in water behind people. So what I've done is I have the symbolism of it. So I just poured the water in here to represent our baptism in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But rather than us coming down here and dipping our fingers in the water and making the sign, remember your baptism and be grateful. That's what I would normally do. Today we're gonna do a little differently. Open your hand sanitizer. So sanitize, put your hand sanitizer. Wash your hands. Rub in a little hand sanitizer. Rub your hands. All right. Y'all have clean hands now? Now let's purify our hearts. On behalf of each, I'm doing this by proxy. So as I dip my fingers in the water, what I want you to do is imagine it's your own finger going in the water and make the sign of the cross on your head. Remember your baptism and be grateful. And now, this is why I always, always, always mention baptism at the end of each service. As spiritual beings having a human experience, this is why our baptism is so important to us. This is how we have clean hands and a pure heart, is through our baptism. So remember, every time you hand sanitize, every time you physically wash, shower, have any kind of water interaction, we can make it a spiritual practice because we are remembering what makes us who we are. And so our baptism washes and cleanses, purges and perfects us. It renews and restores, heals and completes us. These waters, these symbolic physical waters, are a physical example of the spiritual waters that empower us to be more like Christ. The Spirit of Christ, through the waters of baptism, empower us to ascend to the hill of the Lord, to stand in His holy place with, guess what? Clean hands and pure hearts. We don't do it because we are worms. We don't do it because we're sinners saved by grace. We do it for what my sister sang early, for His glory, for his name's sake and for his glory. That's why we do it. That's what the purpose is. And next, as children of the Most High God, it is important that we approach the Lord's table in a right manner. The table represents our unity with Christ and one another. It is Christ's authority over us and his provisions made for us. So Brother Jerry's going to help me with the communion. Thank you, brother. He's going to pray, pass out the bread and the cup. Remember when we were growing up? Wash your hands and fix your plate. We have just washed our hands. And we have already had the table prepared for us truly on the night in which he was betrayed. That's when the table was actually prepared. And so when we come to this table, when we remember our baptism, whether we're in a congregation and we are given hand sanitizers to cleanse our hands, we get to participate in that moment that Jesus had with his disciples. Luke 22, 19 and 20 says it like this. And Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it. He gave it to them saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for each of you. And as we continue on this Lenten journey of spring cleaning, as we become those spiritual beings having that human experience, when you sanitize, remember your baptism. All of it is symbolic. And consider what kind of spiritual practices you can put in a place on this journey. Because if we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever, and if we are going to continue to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we have to be able to answer that question. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Today, we have that answer. And all we have to do is for the rest of our lives to have clean hands, pure hearts. Wake up in the morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. 1%. What kind of random acts of kindness can I do? I'm going to be nice to the people on the job today. What else am I going to do? I'm going to increase my sap. My spiritual acts and practices. I'm just going to smile. I'm going to be that light. What else can I do? I'm going to forgive the traffic. I'm going to forgive those irritable people that work at Walmart and those shopping there. Wherever they may be. Food Lion, Ingles, wherever. Random act forgiveness. I'm going to practice forgiveness. I can forgive that. That is nothing. I like what my sister said, and I'm going to look fear in the face and say, "The battle is not mine, it's the Lord." I acknowledge it. I'm going to trust the process. I don't know how my body works. I don't know how forgiveness works, But I'm going to say I'm not afraid. Of course, he did say God has not given me a spirit of fear, but love, power, and sound mind. So since I see I'm scared, spider, cat, whatever the case may be, bugs, rats, anything, 1%. I might jump, 1%. Ooh, I'm going into a new situation, Lord. I'm a little nervous here. I got a meeting. 1%. Increase your SAP, 1%. Covers everything. And how else? And this is our benediction as we stand winding down here. As we allow the Spirit to bring us ways to have clean hands and pure hearts, let's take our moments to pull a Psalm 46:10. Let's just be still for a minute. Repeat this prayer after me. Loving Father, thank you for making a way for us to have clean hands and pure hearts. That which is not like you, purge it out of me. That which is not like you, bring it to my attention so that I can release it to you. And going forward, I give my life to you again. I'm committed to having clean hands and a pure heart, so that I can dwell with you forever. Amen. And may we be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgives us. And that is how we can ascend to that hill, stand in any holy place, and know that we are spiritual beings having a human experience for his name's sake and for his glory. Go in peace, and may the peace of God be with you. Amen.